So if I didn't put you off completely earlier, if you're not already a social media savvy person, if we didn't put you off with the horror stories early, I'm going to try and put it right now, actually. You'd think it was pretty easy stuff, wouldn't you? That you'd just go on, sign up, yeah, tweet a few words. Nothing could possibly go wrong. Earlier, I caught up with Mark Saxby, social media trainer at Status Social Media Marketing. And just as I said, really, it's not perhaps as easy as we first thought.
We particularly train businesses, and there's been a number of high-profile cases where businesses have gone wrong on Twitter or on Facebook by not really understanding what social media is, that it's social and that it's in public. And when you put yourself out there in public, then there's a lot of dangers associated with it.
Even if you maybe can think better of it and perhaps delete a tweet, somebody's going to have a copy. Somebody will have picture captured that, won't they?
That's right. Well, I remember it was a case a few years back of a TV channel that somebody jokingly put a tweet out, and it was apparently on Twitter for 3 seconds before being deleted, but it had already been retweeted, so sent out to everybody else within those 3 seconds. So you cannot make any mistakes. I mean, that's what I would say. One of the first rules of using social media is, before you hit that enter button, just reread back your message and think, could that be misunderstood? Could that be, you know, what you might think might be a joke actually may not seem like a joke to somebody else because they can read it in a different way, just like we know, like, emails are terrible for that sort of thing.
And this is the thing, as I would imagine for the celebrities now, I've interviewed many so-called celebrities over the years, and normally, certainly with the younger ones, they come with an entourage of people who sit behind you in the studio, making sure you don't ask any questions that don't fit with the image, and certainly making sure the person doesn't answer any questions that don't fit with the image. But now, these celebrities, they all have their own Twitter accounts.
That's right, and a lot of them don't seem to get the training in how to handle it. We recently approached a football club in the West Midlands and offered them training for one of their footballers, or for their football team actually, because one of their footballers had tweeted about being fed up that he'd been left on the bench. That he then got in a row with some local fans, and next thing was he was being pulled up by the manager and getting into trouble. And you just think, well, what was in place in the first place? Was that footballer given advice as to what you can and cannot put on social media? Do we expect it to be common sense? Because unfortunately, sometimes common sense seems to go out of the window. Just like, I suppose, in the case of Chet Evans and the people tweeting about the name of the rape victim. Well, common sense would tell you, you just can't do that.
Yeah, and now it's come back. And this is the thing. I think it's the instant nature of it, isn't it? That, you know, you can sometimes, if you're having a row with a friend, you can say something in the heat of the moment, and then you apologise. But it's the same as tweeting in that moment, isn't it?
It is. It's you can't really go on Twitter when you're feeling emotional. Our business manages the social media for Cleethorpes, the resort of Cleethorpes, the Visit Cleethorpes brand. And often I see we have a lot of people who follow us who are from South Yorkshire teenagers. And the Twitter stream that you see of what people tweet about their lives and about how they're feeling and about what and when they're angry, and you think, if that sort of thing was seen by somebody who could be a future employer or a teacher or the person who they're actually talking about, then, you know, the consequences are enormous. But people are tweeting when they're tired, when they're emotional, when without really thinking about it, forgetting that it really is a public forum.
Yes, and the great thing about it, as soon as somebody trips up and makes a fail, to use internet social media speak, it's around, you know, even more it's picked up on it. It's around the world, isn't it?
That's right. Well, there was a famous example with Nestle, where they got in a row over Kit Kat. It was when there was complaints about their Kit Kats containing palm oil, and people, environmentalists, were saying that it was going to damage the rainforest. And people were changing their profile picture to reflect Kit Kat's logo with the words killer instead of Kit Kat on it, and then posting onto Nestle's page. There was somebody who operated their social media, then got into a row with these people who went on the page, and of course it was all on public view. That person, as far as I know, that no longer does the social media accounts for Nestle.
Yes, you have to be careful, don't you? I've noticed it as a power for good. We're talking about companies. I recently had a situation with a large communications company, and I tweeted about it. And the great thing is now they pick up on the name of their company, even if you don't hashtag them, they pick up on it, and you get a tweet back from, say, anything we can do to help?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I had an example where I had some double glazing that was due to be fitted, and the double glazing company rang me the day before to say, sorry, your windows are 200 miles away. We don't know why. And I said, well, what happens if I'd have taken the day off work to have my windows fitted? And they told me, well, people take time off work all the time, and we don't bother turning up.
Yeah.
So I put that on Twitter, the company tweeted me back, called me, and then the windows were fitted on time, and they called me nearly every single day while the windows were being fitted.
There's a surprise, isn't there?
Yes.
So, you know, that's the great thing. We've talked about some of the minuses, the goods and the evils tonight, but there's some of the pluses that actually customer service in certain areas, they, you know, the companies are picking up on it. Customer service is improving because of this. It's people power, isn't it?
That's it, and also the power is now, in some ways, going back to the companies, because the companies now, we people say to us who own businesses, I don't really want to be on social media because I'm worried about what my customers will say. Well, the fact is they're already saying it on social media and you just don't know about it.
Yep.
So by being on social media, you can see it, you can respond, you can sort it out. And we accept that companies will make mistakes on occasions, but
yes,
when they correct it, then I tell you what, I feel better about going back to that company in the future.
And again, the great thing about that is if you have a good experience with a company, you put that on as well. And that goes around, you know, people will send that around. You know, it works both ways, doesn't it?
Absolutely, especially with things like restaurants and shops. If you've had a great meal out or gone to see a great film, people will always put on Twitter or on Facebook, and it's a recommendation. It's a word of mouth recommendation, which, as we know, is the most powerful thing when it comes to business.
So we're going to round off tonight because you are a man who trains people in social media. I don't know whether you've had a call from Ed Doolan yet, because Ed's actually made it onto Twitter. He's going to be talking about this on his show on Sunday, but maybe you might get a call from Ed. And a lot of people might be listening tonight saying, well, you know, I'm too old for that. It's not something I'm going to get into, but never say never. You've got some good tips for us to how to look after yourself and avoid some of those pitfalls, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, I would say you're never too old to be on social media. There's more than half the population of the UK are already on social media, including my dad, who's just retired at 65, and he's on social media. So number one, remember, it's all public. So everything you say is going to go out and could be seen by anybody. Number two, understand how it works. So with Facebook, for instance, there's privacy settings. Make sure you know where those privacy settings are. Get somebody to show you. So you're only putting out to people what you want to put out to people. Number three, be respectful and humble. Act like you would in real life. Number four, always think before you publish anything you put out. Check it, reread it. Check with somebody else if you need to. And number five, just enjoy it. Social media can be a real life-changing, exciting thing. It's a great way to communicate with friends and relatives and make new friends across the whole world.
It's really revolutionised Saturday night telly.
Absolutely.
Well, not just Saturday night telly, The Apprentice, The Voice, The X Factor. If you're following, you know, even if you're sitting like me sometimes on your own at home, like a sad person on a Saturday night, you feel like you've got a room full of friends.
That the best thing about X Factor is Twitter, because you're right, you can do some really great tweets. I did a tweet about a year ago in the last series where I said, before Frankie Kokoza was kicked out of X Factor, I said, oh, Frankie Kokoza is the best thing in music since Elvis Presley. And then I got that got sent all over the internet.
Fantastic. Well, my highlight actually last week, I actually got a reply to from Deirdre Barlow from Coronation Street.
Did you really? Yeah, wow.
And Kirkbride, well worth a follow because she's hilarious. But the actress who plays that was the highlight of my week, Mark.
Wow, I got tweeted back by Sunita of So Nacho Show fame. That's the highlight of my life so far.
I don't know. I think you might have the edge there, Mark. Been good talking to you about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. BBC WM.